Recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios and broadcast across Brisbane on 102.1 FM.
You're listening to Zed Games, where we bring you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture.
Want to get in touch? Text in on 0420 626 733.
G'day, Cheekies. Coming at you live from 4ZZZ Studios. My name is Jack and I'm in studio with Kate. Hello.
Hi.
Kosh.
Oh, hello.
And new girl Rani. Hello.
Hiya.
This is Zed Games and we're going to be chatting video games and a whole lot more. Maybe some conspiracy theories. Maybe. Later. A little bit.
Bit of a spoiler there.
I'll reel it in if you go too far.
Did we bring the spoiler?
As her eyes light
up.
Yeah.
The grin just takes over my face.
Terrified.
I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Before we get into that and the week in gaming news, Rani, you're the new girl here.
Yes.
Welcome.
Tell us a little about yourself.
Oh, man.
Where do I start?
Where do I start?
Dive on in. The water is boiling hot.
No pressure.
I got third-degree burns from Zed Games.
Just like next Instagram post. Mm-hmm. Just cold water.
I'm just like, what have we done to our... Oh, yep. No.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess these days I'm mostly a music reviewer.
Yes.
And I do that. I write articles. I interview bands. I go see gigs.
You have a website and you do that professionally.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. And pretty much I tell people that their music is good or okay. I rarely tell people that their music
that
is
bad. Yeah.
Because, you know, that's a bit too far.
It's a bit rough.
Yeah.
But if their music was bad, would you just not review it?
Pretty much.
Okay.
So if I ever sent you something
and you don't review me, I'll be like,
okay. Wow, I'm trash.
I know how you feel.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like if I got given, from my boss, if I got given a album or something that I didn't like, I would just go back to him and I'd say, I cannot write something positive about this. Maybe try one of the other reviewers.
Yeah.
If it's a gig that was terrible, I have to find a way to make
spin it,
good. Yeah. So, for example, a gig I was at this weekend started an hour late.
Right.
Because the audio crew, something was going on.
That's a good start.
I was very, very disappointed.
Not like you need audio for a gig.
Yeah, no. And I was very disappointed and I was just texting my boss the entire time. And but we really needed to do this review and I was very excited to do this review as well. And so I waited around for an hour. Set came on. Worth it. But yeah, it just wasn't impressive. And I think it's the worst sort of thing I've waited 2 hours for a set before. Because it was raining, and it was an outdoor venue.
Yeah,
of course, rough.
Yeah, but other than that, I mean, I met you guys through games, through Twitch.
So, I mean, you were doing a little bit of Twitch streaming, and then your internet shit the bed.
Yeah, because it's Australia.
It's Australia. Yeah.
Supposedly, we just now got NBN in our area.
Don't hold your breath.
Supposedly.
Yeah, right.
See it in 3 years.
Yeah. So I don't really think that it's going to be much better. But my dad's kind of in charge of all of the internet at home.
Right.
And he travels a lot, so he doesn't really get to see the fact that the internet works for 5 minutes and then not for 2 hours.
Right.
So he's not really in touch with it.
And so you're there just like experiencing it, trying to write this gig, and you're just like, I have to use my phone internet again.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
4G life.
Well, I mean, you were streaming on 4G for a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, it works. It costs a fortune.
Yeah.
But it really, it works most of the time. You know, if you're in the city, that's the real thing. It's like, if you're out in the sticks.
Oh, yeah, I'm very much not
terrible.
In the city.
Yeah, so, like, it's terrible because...
Don't use 4G in Ipswich.
Yeah, basically don't use 4G in Ipswich.
Or just be with Telstra. Sorry, I said it.
Just be a millionaire. Yeah, cheers, Kate. Love your work.
Yeah, like, spend like, a mild fortune, not my entire fortune. Thank you very much.
Just...
So, yeah.
Sell your firstborn child. It's fine.
Awesome.
I've got three firstborn children and they're all going to Telstra.
Or just don't pay your invoice for like 6 months and then get locked out of your contract.
Yeah.
Who, me?
I feel like that was targeted.
But don't worry, they took me back.
I don't know how, because they were like, no, we're blacklisting you. And I'm like, Kate, how could you get blacklisted by a telco?
But then I bought a prepaid thing from them, and then I just came back and asked. And then they were like, sure, we'll take your money.
Yeah, I was going to say, you give them
money? They want my money.
Awesome. Sweet.
Yikes. As far as video game stuff goes, like, you did some Twitch streaming. Have you done a lot of, like, games reporting or games journalism or anything like that?
Not so much.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
I mostly got into the music thing. The idea was to go into sort of games reporting and all of that. But I just kind of didn't end up doing that.
Yeah.
Until now.
Music, yeah.
There we
exactly.
go.
Yep. It started. Music kind of took over, as it does.
What was the gig you were working in Tokyo? That was a writing gig.
Yeah, it was. So I was, it was, I got to eat a lot of food.
So it was a foodie.
Yeah.
Ride.
And I got okay. to write about food.
Ooh, I'm so but jealous.
Yeah, right?
I got to run amazing. Around Tokyo, find places for people to go, and tell them to go and try all the food.
How is this a job that I haven't
Yeah, and you get paid
yet?
For that? Sorry, hang on, what?
Yeah, they, Step, yeah.
Hold up.
Go that's back. Almost as good as a travel YouTuber.
I feel like that's
like a travel yeah, blogger.
Probably
that's,
I,
it's that's
probably
pretty much
less volatile because he would have been yeah. on a contract there mm-hmm. for a company.
Yeah.
So you get some sort of guaranteed money. Cross
yeah.
your fingers, right?
Yeah.
Travel YouTubers are on AdSense.
Well, no, they also have the, you know, oh, hi, I'm a big influencer and I want to stay in your hotel. Can you do it for free? Only the penthouse, please.
You can use the influencer.
Signing off influencer.com.
Kate, yeah. that sounds like you've practiced that line before.
Not with hotels, no. No, I'm kidding.
Weird sex dungeons. Can I stay in the penthouse?
Ew.
Hang on, is there an opposite penthouse for the dungeon? Is it like the lowest possible level?
Can I stay in the car park?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I need the basement.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yikes. But how long were you in Tokyo for?
I was in Tokyo for 2 months. Definitely not long enough.
Not long enough.
I was what? Meant to be there for closer to 3 months.
Right.
And then I kind of got... a little bit homesick, but a little bit stressed with uni.
It kicks in really quickly, doesn't it? Like,
it does.
You go to a place and you're like, yeah, I won't get homesick. And then, like, 3 weeks in and I'm like, I'm just over the kombini smell. Like, just for today.
Yeah.
And it's weird how it kind of creeps in like that. Like, I don't know how much you experience. Well, I mean, you haven't been abroad for too much, Kate. But, I mean,
no.
you went to TwitchCon and I feel like, well, that was an experience by itself.
That was fun.
That would have been
that
interesting.
That was too quick.
Yeah.
Mm.
That was, yeah, that was, I was there for the weekend.
Yeah.
And that was
and you still managed to get so messy.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. The story with that is
yeah.
that I was invited to the player.me, like, event
yep.
for
is
their
this
pupils.
The is this the cheesecake story?
The cheesecake is involved, yes. There was a cheesecake at one time. But we got invited
well.
To the event. And obviously because we're invited,
yep.
then the drinks are... you know, on the house, mm. and then you realize that America doesn't have, like,
standard
drinks. And then you
Neither
realize
does
that
Japan. Real
when
dangerous.
It's too late.
Yep.
And then, yeah, that was my TwitchCon
yeah.
summarized.
Just hammered the entire time.
Mm. And yep. cheesecake that was warmed beyond its point and then Ooh. Cooled again. And then...
don't go into more detail. You can...
You know where that's
you
going.
You can create the
yeah.
visual image
yeah.
yourself,
yeah.
I think,
great.
At that point.
Is that like when your chocolate melts and you go, oh, I'll put it in the fridge, it'll be fine.
And
you,
then you
like,
take
pull...
it up and it like peels yeah. off the chocolate. You're like, ugh, it's upsetting.
Yeah. But it's not as bad because there's like so much sugar in
I
chocolate.
With chocolate,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
all right.
chocolate, it's different.
Cheesecake.
Yeah. Cheesecake,
no.
I
no.
can attest to the fact that don't do it.
Even just cheesecake flavored things like Japan, like Tokyo recently has been on this cheesecake kick and I'm like, why do I need a cheesecake flavored ice cream macaron? And I'm like,
what?
The aftertaste. Yeah, no, just roll with it. And I'm
yeah,
like,
okay.
there, you will find so many interesting
Yeah, no,
flavors.
It's so good.
And interesting, not for the good point, but for
yeah.
the bad point, right?
Like
just
wasabi Kit Kats, I know.
Well, no, that one is the cheesecake ice cream macaron is bad. Wasabi, no, green tea.
Green tea.
Best thing I've ever had.
Yes.
I found, like, a whiskey bar in Tokyo.
I love that.
And it was, like, the shadiest place I think I'd ever gone, because it was, like, down a back alley.
Was this, like,
and,
a Shinjuku or, like, a Kabukicho?
No,
like,
it was in Ginza, too. So it was in, like,
That's
the
not even
bougie...
Shady.
It's the bougie area. You had to go down, like, a not-lit back alley into, like, back behind this building. Dark, like, dank sort of...
Dank.
Like... hallway, and then you have to like knock on this door, and it's so secretive. And you go inside, and I reckon the bar was about as big as this room, right?
They're always small venues, yeah.
And it's just whiskey everywhere, and it's like a 1,000 yen, so $10
$10
cover charge,
yeah.
right? So you have to go in, and but they give you all of these little nibblies, and then yeah, you just. It was
Sounds
beautiful,
like an experience.
Man.
Tokyo's an experience, dude. Honestly, come with Millie and I to Tokyo Game Show this year.
So soon.
Please.
Yeah, it's 100 days until PAX.
It's less than that to Tokyo Game Show.
God, I know.
It's less than that to Tokyo
That's
Game Show.
That's what I mean.
Show.
I'm already, like, freaking out about PAX. You know, and I've only booked my accommodation, and I've potentially
PAX
get
is
tickets.
Small fry now for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it's the biggest one in Australia, and I need to go, because Twitch.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But also come to Tokyo Game Show.
Well, also.
Just get
You
sloshed.
Did that. So he's in... I'm streaming
yeah.
at this point.
Yeah.
And this guy comes into my chat and is like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, oh, hey, Cringe, how's it going? He's like, yeah, I'm in the line to get back.
Oh, yeah. Through security. I was waiting to check in to my flight.
Yeah. Because
they had this F off long line. And I'm just like watching him stream. I'm like, hey, I'm just waiting to check in. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, the internet's
fine. Who are you?
Yeah.
I just want to.
Just want to get some entertainment. Oh,
and then
yeah,
he just spam the chat of like, come to TGS, come to TGS, come to TGS, come to TGS. And I'm like, maybe.
So I guess the next question here is, what events do you do, Ronnie? Like, in terms of games, have you gone to any?
No, not past the one that I met you guys at. Because normally I was working. Because I used to work in
event?
A hotel.
What event did you meet? Because I just met you.
We just met at like a little
like
meetup.
Yeah,
but
a small gathering.
Past like events?
Yeah.
No. Because I was always working. Because I would work at a hotel. So I would always be needed in the times that events would be on. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I don't. But uni takes up my entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And reviewing gigs. But I went to a Comic-Con.
A single Comic-Con?
Oh, okay,
a
Comic-Con.
Fun. I mean, for what's worth, you're not
missing
much.
At the end of last year.
Yeah.
But every time I go to cons, I'm just like, it's the same every time.
Yeah. Like, I think with Supernova and Oz Comic-Con, it feels very samey at this point.
Yep.
Like, they've been running for like a decade and a half. It's completely fair.
And how are you meant to reinvent that kind of genre?
Well, I mean, it's also like, it's not as much an event focusing on a community. It's an event focusing on a product, and it's like games or TV or movies or whatever else, and like that, like, sure, if you're into the TV or the movie or whatever, and like they have a guest there, it's like, sure, you're gonna go and get a picture.
Yeah.
With PAX or AvCon or whatever else, you're going for a community. Like, this is the first year that I haven't been at AvCon in 3 years.
Yeah.
And there was a year where I didn't go with either of you, but I've gone to AvCon with both of you before, and like AvCon is a solid event. Adelaide's terrifying. But
I love Adelaide.
I like it. See, that's the thing. I like
sinister.
Adelaide. It's like a mini
sinister.
Melbourne to me.
Run.
But it looks so good. I love it. I didn't have any negative experience there.
Me neither. Well,
I didn't either, but like...
Then why are you scared?
Because it just looks sinister. Like,
no,
is that
doesn't.
Because there's churches everywhere? Or
no, it's just...
Oh my God, are they ghosts?
It's just weirdly... don't. But yeah, like, with AvCon, you go... like, for me, I'm going for the speedrun community because I love that community.
Yeah.
And I'm so bitter I'm not there this year. But with PAX, you're going for streamers, journos, devs,
so
publishers,
stuff.
Like every single goddamn community, which is why the entire industry is in Melbourne for this gig.
Yeah.
And then, like, what else? Nothing. there's nothing else.
There's nothing else. Not anymore. Like, people thought, you know, EB Expo.
EB Expo.
And things like that. But then this year you've got, it's all esports focused. So you had IEM, Sydney.
Yeah, true.
CSGO
IEM.
And Overwatch Contenders.
MEO.
MEO, which I was thinking about going to as well.
Because
it's roughly around the same
you
time as TGS.
Go, but I can't.
I'm like, okay. So there's, like, Rainbow Six. There's Rocket League. There's...
but they'll have a bunch of E3 demos there as well. So you can do the games blindless things too.
Blurnless. That is me. But yeah, so a lot of that stuff has been, you know, it's more pushed towards esports because everyone's just like, well, we're not going to compete with PAX. Like, PAX is just PAX. It has board games, it has, like, community, it has actual
They're kind of
games.
Just piggybacking off the pre-existing instead of trying to reinvent the wheel.
Yep.
Which is, like, fair enough.
That's fine. I just like that there's these other resources, new kind of esports-only events that are coming through. Like, MEO, I think, is really going to take off.
Yes.
Again, it's in Melbourne, so that's another reason to go down to Melbourne, so I'm happy for that. But, yeah, it's just more events is always good.
I think that's another thing, like, why I'm not at too many events is it does require a whole lot of travelling. Because not
a
lot of it's
Brisbane.
In Brisbane.
Yeah, that's
capital.
Yeah, and so, I mean, even with some of the music stuff, most of what I do is based in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And I have travelled for it, but where I travelled was to the middle of nowhere.
yeah,
but,
Queenslandia.
Yeah. But that's the thing, like, it gets expensive to sort
to
of travel
over,
all the
yeah.
time.
No, that was that was such a big part of, I mean, like, you saw when I was trying to break into the industry, so much of it was on Tiger Air, Price Match, Jetstar, flights.
Yeah.
All that,
that
I could afford, but it was a lot of them to Sydney and Melbourne, and that's how you start in this industry.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit screwed, but bringing it back to games, I guess, what were some of the games that you kind of like to focus on stream, and what are some of the games you might be wanting to dive into on radio?
Yeah, cool. So a lot of what I did on stream, for some reason, everybody really liked it when I was playing Life is Strange.
Yeah.
It was a playthrough, so it wasn't my first playthrough, but then I had the rest of them that are out up to date, and I was playing through those, my first playthrough on stream. And then around Christmas time, I went and found some really cheap little Christmassy games on Steam, and people liked those. They didn't last nearly as long as I was hoping. I think one
they
of
really
them was
don't.
About half an hour.
Yeah.
All the little small ones.
Bite-sized.
Yeah, exactly.
Content.
And because my internet was bad, I couldn't do something like the Christmas event on Overwatch.
Yeah.
But I spent a lot of time playing things like Overwatch and Destiny 2 and all those good ones.
Some of the good shooters, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Games with the boys, you know?
With the boys. With the boys. Yeah, TM. But coming up later in the show, you're going to be chatting Sims 4 Island Living.
Yep.
Overall thoughts? Brief impressions.
Brief impressions.
Good, bad.
It's good. I think...
There's more.
It wasn't
that.
As much
review.
That like it wasn't what I expected coming from The Sims 3.
No, you're gonna eat that up.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, that's coming up real soon. Hanging out on Zed Games with Jack, Kate, Ryanie, and Kosh.
Hello. Welcome back.
Hello.
We spoke for so long that I forgot about gaming news. So I probably should bring that up. Because there is some spice in this week's gaming news that
it's
I decided to put in there. Yeah. There's like barely any games coming out, so it's all just industry baggage.
Yeah. Who can get the most spicy meme topic for this week?
As if we don't have enough baggage as it is.
Of course.
Here's some more baggage.
Yeah.
Across Australian radio and across the world online, from 4ZZZ Studios in Brisbane, this is your weekly Zed Games News Update. The 2019 Australian Speedrun Marathon from the 2nd to 7th of July will see dozens of runners take on over 80 hours of non-stop gaming to raise money for charity. Taking place at both the University of South Australia and gaming convention ABCON, the event is raising money for Beyond Blue, one of Australia's leading charities focused on supporting people with mental illness. Event organiser Ethan Levi said, quote, "We're delighted to be working together with UniSA again in 2019 to put on the fastest gaming event in the country, something people from all over Australia and even overseas come down to take part in," end quote. The Interactive Games and Entertainment Association, or IGEA, has released a statement that welcomes an agreement to review and develop new game and film classification guidelines. Ron Curry, the CEO of IGEA, commented, quote, "The current classification guidelines and code still largely reflects where Australia's industry and society were in 1995 and are in urgent need for review. We believe parts of the guidelines and the code no longer reflect contemporary Australian community standards for how content should be classified in 2019, end quote. Digital games marketplace G2A is under fire as developers are encouraging gamers to pirate over buying them from the divisive marketplace. Mike Rose, founder of indie publisher No More Robots, observed that G2A has paid for sponsored ads on Google. Rose tweeted, quote, "We make zero money on our games if people buy through these ads. Please, if you're going to buy a game from G2A, just pirate it instead, genuinely. Devs don't see a penny either way, so we'd much rather G2A didn't see any money either," end quote. G2A has developed a reputation over the years for enabling grey market key reselling, whereby users buy game keys in bulk from cheaper territories and sell them for profit in more expensive markets, with no share of each sale going to the original developer. Google has recently spoken about pricing around their upcoming game streaming platform, Stadia. It had been unclear whether these games would cost full price on Stadia, but platform chief Phil Harrison indicated Stadia games will cost the same as they do on other platforms. Harrison said, quote, "I don't know why it would be cheaper. The value you get from the game on Stadia means you can play it on any screen in your life. I think that's going to be valuable to players," end quote. While pricing for specific games hasn't been detailed, it's likely this will be set by the publisher or developer. That's all for now. For more gaming updates, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @ZEDGamesAU. So there's a lot to get to in there. There's a lot of information happening.
A lot of spiciness.
There's a lot of spiciness.
Yep.
Let's start with G2A.
G2A. I love ratting on G2A. It's
straight,
the best.
Straight to the spice. So yep. Yeah, the indie dev, he was one of multiple. So I said in that piece that developers, plural, are encouraging gamers to pirate. I only had time in the story to include that one dev, but there are like at least half a dozen to a dozen devs being like, no, G2A is the goddamn worst.
I like how we've come full circle though as well. Like back in the day, it would be like, no, don't pirate games. Go to G2A. This is all fine. And now it's like, no, pirate the games. Just pirate them. Yep. Like even your kids, all the kids, just go to pirate.
Well, I mean, the problem is with G2A as well, they've always sponsored like streamers. Streamers and esports events, and they've like had the money to put their name out in front of so many people that they have grown as this like pillar, but not quite pillar the industry fucking hates.
Yeah,
right.
Pretty
like
much.
God, G2A is hated by everyone. Like, but at Gearbox the same time, almost published a game through G2A, and the entire industry was like, no, Randy, you dumb shit.
Hold
You're
up.
Not doing that.
Yeah.
Like, no. Randy Pitch would play that sad guitar song. Yep. Like, yeah. But just pirate it.
That's the problem, though, is, yeah.
Yarrow me hearties.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, sing all the way to the bank, hoarding a bottle of rum.
Well, I mean, this is the LimeWire nation, you know,
LimeWire.
Yeah.
Australia's
yeah.
full of pirates, right?
100%.
Like, yeah. We're just, how did we get to this island?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Literally. Yeah.
But not in Adelaide. It wasn't a convict colony.
No.
Sure. Nerds.
Sure. Bunch of nerds. But the problem is that everyone just says, oh, if you can't afford it on Steam or whatever your launcher is that you prefer, Blizzard or whatever, just get it on G2A. Like any friend that goes, oh, I want to get a cheaper game, it's like, oh, G2A.
But it's getting to the point where publishers are like, no, if we have seen that our keys are getting fraudulently like acquired, so it'll be like, we get credit card details, we buy 70 keys with this credit card, the owner of the credit card's like, oh, well, this is a fraudulent charge back. The publisher gets nothing, but the keys are technically all still valid.
Yeah, because you can't take that back.
Yes, you can. But it's not really good to. Devolver is like, no, you can bugger off. And so they basically shut down all of these keys as, like, not valid. And so all these people that paid, like, I mean, truthfully, like, $6 for a $20 game or something.
Yeah.
All of those keys are invalidated. And they're like, oh, developer, why hasn't this been working? And so it actually costs the developer more money when they haven't even been paid to do anything, right? Like,
they have to respond to all the people that are, like, you know, being idiots.
Game broken.
The key doesn't work anymore.
That's how gamers sound.
Yeah. Basically,
did you pay for this said game?
No, G2A paid for
it. There was a brief period where I was working in marketing for a game dev, and it was incredible seeing in the Facebook DMs a chat about, like, them obviously pirating the game. And, like, my boss being like, you'll need to buy the game.
Yeah.
But they just, like, keep coming back.
Yeah.
And my boss is just like, no, you'll need to buy the game.
You need to buy it.
So buy
with
it.
Money. Yep.
So that data1.bin, that's not actually part of the game. That is a cracked installer. No.
That goes back to my teenage days.
Yeah, right? Like,
pirate games.
Torrent installs.
Have anything. Yeah. I mean, legally purchased. If you're listening, game devs,
it's fine. I mean, you know,
you did it when I was 13.
You grew up on the peninsula. I can't blame you.
Pretty much.
We've also grown since then.
Oh well, I mean, I'm not sure if Ipswich is an up. Yeah,
I wasn't there until I was an adult, so that's okay.
You were in Brisbane for a while, so that was the upgrade. Yeah, yeah, okay,
exactly.
Cool. Does anyone have anything to say about the games ratings or Google Stadia taking all your goddamn money and your personal information?
Isn't Google doing that already?
Yeah. But now they want your money as well.
Well, I mean...
Right, but they're already finding ways to take your money, right? Like,
yeah, like they're plenty profitable already. And, are we surprised that they like money?
Like, not surprised.
Like, play music and stuff, you know?
Oh, true, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they
and the
do
Play
have
Store?
Services that they sell.
RedTube? YouTube Red? YouTube Premium?
Yes, that one.
It's YouTube Premium now. It's not YouTube Red, it's YouTube Premium. Yeah.
Yeah, because then... From that exact thing
RedTube.
Where people go, oh, I like the red YouTube.
Oh, yeah, I pay for RedTube. And people are like, you pay for RedTube? Like, no, YouTube Red, my
YouTube
bad.
Red,
I would never pay for RedTube.
No. It's not free. What are you talking about?
Yeah. It's just not the same.
I think there is a way to pay for it.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
That's not
there's a way to
it.
Pay like, for most things.
Yeah. It is the internet.
Credit card
after all.
Fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
can put your money wherever you want.
Yeah. No, I mean, none of it. We live in Australia. None of us are going to stream through Google Stadia.
No.
No.
I mean...
Me, maybe.
They're not even offering it here.
Yeah.
Like, are they not?
Right?
Officially, they're not.
Yeah.
Like, this is not one of the launch territories.
Classic.
Yeah.
Australia never is.
Well, PlayStation Now hasn't even been launched here. It's been...
It's been
in other regions for, I think, at least a year or two now.
Yeah.
Not offered technically in Australia. You need to VPN to be able to get...
No, because remember, Australia doesn't exist.
Yeah,
they're not
that's
real.
The other
no,
thing
no, no.
I'm going to say. Like, not only is it the fact that our internet is just a sad, sad story right now. Like, it is a story... Worse than the real Red Riding Hood.
Shout out to the Coalition.
Thank you.
Did great work, guys.
We really do just not get a lot of things.
Yep.
Like, massive, like, businesses and, like, companies.
We got the new 3DS first, okay? We got it before Japan, the Nintendo new 3DS.
We got Pokemon Go first, too.
Yeah, but that's...
Oh, we did, too!
We got Pokemon Go first.
Shit, the bed, didn't
it? Oh, yeah, we did.
All the servers went down.
Our internet was that bad.
So bad, yeah.
Killed it.
But I just, like, we get forgotten. Like, yeah. It takes companies a lot of time to realize that, one, we are actually, like, a very viable market. And two, yeah, maybe you could put some money here so that you can not piss off, like, an entire country of people. Like, it's no big deal.
I mean, we'll pay for things if we are allowed to pay for them.
Yeah.
So, like, oh, yeah.
Well, for the
thing.
Longest time, we weren't offered the opportunity to. Exactly. And now it's, like, yeah. Netflix has come to us, whereas, like, previously we would just pirate everything.
Did you coming see the thing? The States... back to Australia.
Yeah.
No Netflix.
Yep.
Yeah.
So pained to say it.
Yeah.
That I think
your poor computer.
Been, like, the hardest thing I think to come back to Australia was just to step back almost 10 years in, like, regards to just infrastructure and anything like that. It's just
expectations.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, you know, because when we left Australia was oddly leading the world in some of those things.
Oh, yeah, some.
And yeah, we came back and it just hadn't changed.
It was the same.
It was good enough.
Time stood still.
Yeah.
We got to the point where we were like, oh, we're almost leading. Let's sit here for a minute. And then everyone else was like, whew, straight past us.
I've already called out the coalition once, man. Don't make me do it again.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, fair.
Speaking of the Netflix, though, quickly, is like the NBN Co. wanted to do a streaming tax. For video streaming?
Oh,
they
yeah.
were talking
yeah.
about that.
They
That's
were
right.
talking about that. And I was like, but I'm already paying for Netflix. Why? And then what's video streaming? What do you classify as video streaming? Like, is it just Netflix?
Or does YouTube count?
Does
just
Pornhub
every
count?
Video I click past
does
on
Red
Facebook?
Count?
Does Red Tube count?
YouTube Red? Sorry.
YouTube Red, sorry. Does that count? You know?
But I mean, how many videos do we flick past on Facebook that we don't look at? But we're still streaming a video, technically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
out of touch.
Where's the line?
Yeah. Just extra charges.
It's just dumb.
Sprinkle some charges on your charges.
Ronnie.
Yes.
You're the new girl here.
I am.
You come to talk to us about Sims 4 Island Living.
Yeah, because I'm a real gamer girl.
We already had three real gamer girls on this show that were like, are you getting someone in to replace us talking about Sims? And I'm like, that's not the point, guys. It's fine. Honestly,
but it hurt.
I'm the fakest gamer boy here, so it's... I play mobile games.
Am I the minority here? I thought, okay, you play mobile.
No, you're still a minority. Shut up. You're still a minority.
Sounds good.
Stay in the
We need the minority. Like,
okay,
come
on.
Maybe we'll get some straight whiteys on sometime.
Who are they?
Boys.
There's not many of them around.
I don't know where you find them. Yeah, no, it's really hard. Like,
I don't know where they are. I wouldn't know where to find them at all.
Can we find them on Tinder?
Bumble.
That's it. We'll go on Bumble.
Back to video games. Sims 4 Island Living.
Mm-hmm.
Is this your first time jumping into Sims 4 as well?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
So I had Sims 4 when you asked me to do Sims 4 Island Living.
Mm.
And I'd been playing around on it a little bit.
Yes.
Because it is different.
Yes.
It's different to The Sims 3.
Kate, as someone who has played a lot of both, because the problem is I'm a fake gamer boy and I have not played much of Sims. I have not touched Sims in my life, actually.
Really?
Legitimately.
I've spent too much time on that game.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have definitely dodged a major bullet.
Yeah, but I've played, like, Final Fantasy
That's
and all this
true.
Other weird
You had
crap.
Other bullets
like,
to
yeah,
deal
no,
with.
I've, yeah, no, I've cuffed, I've been shot a lot.
You, yeah. Everyone on this show is like, we've been shot a lot.
But you've mostly been shot by Sims.
Yes. Yeah. My experience with Sims is that it had a massive, like, improvement. Like, were you there for the change from Sims 1 to Sims 2?
I mean, I was alive. Was I playing? No, not really.
I was there.
Were you? Okay, so you were in, in-game when that happened.
Pretty much.
And so you, like, the excitement of having it going from, like, the Sims with no mirror reflections to, like, having mirror reflections and fingers.
And
I don't know why that got so exciting.
Yeah.
Like, it was really exciting. And then Sims 3 came along, and you had the whole world to explore.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just zoom out. Like, hey, here's the entire neighborhood, and, like, let's go walk over here and follow them along. And that was exciting. And, you know, there were different elements of gameplay, like where you lived in relation to your workplace or your friends or your whoever. And then...
Sims 4 seems like a little bit of a backward step.
A lot of a backward step.
So that's been my biggest thing. Like, the fact that the game almost... It, like, pauses when you want to go see the map. Whereas in The Sims 3, you hit M to look at the map.
Mm.
And your Sims are still doing whatever they want. So
yeah,
you want
they're on
them
full
to
autonomy.
Stop. You need to press pause.
Yeah.
Sims 4 definitely isn't like that. And you just can't interact with the different buildings the same way.
Mm.
And, like, when you it took me a little while to figure out how to make my Sims, like, how to control what they were doing at work or at school.
Yeah.
Because you have to, like, go into each individual Sim and then click on one of the icons and then click from a menu. But then if you have, as well, if you have one Sim go to a different place, then you pretty much only can play as that Sim while you're there. Or face the loading screen to constantly switch.
Yeah.
Which is...
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, so the other thing that I found with, like, Sims 3 to Sims 4 is, like, not only is it just a massive step back in, like, the scope of the game, and obviously the loading screens came back, no one was happy about that. Cars went away,
This seems like really normal everyday things. Like, just cars went away.
Exactly. Yeah. Dude,
how did they get anywhere?
We're so much closer to zero emissions, though. Like, real talk.
Oh, my God.
Like, the carbon emissions of Sims 4 is the lowest we've ever seen in a Sims game.
They have boats now, though.
Yeah, so in Island Living, they came out with boats, but they didn't come out with having resorts.
Nope.
Okay. Did you play Island Paradise?
I'm disappointed.
Yes. Yeah,
okay,
me too.
So compare Island Living to Island Paradise, and then I'll continue with my conspiracy theory.
So, I think the biggest disappointment with me for Island Living was that in Island Paradise, there was this whole thing of islands that you got to explore and find.
Mm.
It's just not there anymore. And I was, like, excited for that to be a thing.
I look forward to fun, and now the fun's not there. And you were like, thank God, EA. And you're like, hang on
a second.
So there's just...
Right?
So where is Island it? Living really does mean just living on one island, like island individual living.
It's pretty much... Singular. It's pretty much a stuff pack rather than an expansion pack. Mm-hmm.
I keep telling everyone this. The expansion packs are just not as good anymore.
No, because they're stuff packs. Like, with Sims 3, you could explore the world. You could explore different islands. Mm. Although with Sims 3 Island Paradise...
It was buggy as hell. It was bad.
Was
and then you know what they did? Then you know what they did? They just decided, we'll stop supporting it.
Exactly.
So you have to go to some third... Oh, my God. I tried to play that because I didn't get it until after support was ceased. Oh, and they were like, we're working on Sims 4.
And you're like, why?
Well, yeah. And then I, like, came out and started playing that game and was like, I can't do anything with my Sim. Like, what?
Yep. For the longest time, I thought it was just my computer. Because at that time, my computer was terrible.
Yeah.
And then I built this amazing computer. It was still having the same issue. So I looked it up. And someone was like, oh, yeah, it's because all of the islands that you haven't found are there. So if you have the Island Paradise expansion pack, you either need to, disable it.
Turn off the content
or
played,
cheat
paid
code
for.
And find all of the islands, but that only fixes it a little bit.
Otherwise, there were bug fixes were created by other people as well. But my thing is, I'm not going to sift through a whole bunch of bug fixes from second-hand people and hope that I find one that doesn't break my entire game that has lots of saved things on it. Another thing.
It sounds like Skyrim modding.
Exactly
what it is.
No, Sims have so many mods.
But the thing is, with Skyrim mods, it's like, this is a third-party thing. It's not developed by... Oh, well, I mean, Skyrim's different because the base game is buggy as shit.
I was going to say, have you played the original Skyrim?
You don't trust that a modder is at the same level as the internal studio that works on content for the company.
Yeah.
If you are looking at an EA-developed... But even then, like, you wouldn't say that one of the Skyrim expansions is more buggy than the base game. They are all equally buggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Sims, it seems like they put out Sims 3 and it was, like, kind of bare-bonesy. And then they just kind of kept adding expansions and stuff and it just kind of ballooned to this point where it was, like, it shit the bed. Well, and they just didn't care how to
fix it. Well, no, Sims 3 actually didn't open as bare-bonesy at base game. It opened as a really robust game and that's where they screwed up. Because
they were so smart about it.
I know.
And then it just flew off the rails.
Yeah, because they came out with a game that had everything people would want. And then they were like, want more? And everyone was like, yeah, we do.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you want more? It was such a great game. Then they had, you know, seasons and they had generations and they had, you know, just the world.
Oh, university. Like, where is university?
Oh, my goodness. University was my favorite.
The thing that frustrates me is that with each... Well, especially between Sims 3 and Sims 4. Sims 3 base game, like I said, very robust game. Sims 4 base game...
That was bad.
Had nothing.
Nothing.
Not toddlers. Not anything. Like, it was so depressing to play because it was just monotonous and it had no game likeness to it.
That's why I haven't played it nearly as much as The Sims 3. Right. I used to waste entire days on The Sims 3.
Waste.
I got halfway.
Keyword.
At least
I got halfway through building my house when I got the Island Living expansion pack, and just got bored. I was like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Like, granted, I made a house way too big for my Sims, but I didn't want to be playing it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I watched so many people play through, like, Sims, but I was just watching them build things.
Right.
Because I was just watching them build houses because it was nice. And it looked so much, like, it had so much more to it.
Yeah.
And then I got into playing it, and it was just kind of like, I want to go back to The Sims 3. Like,
yeah.
Can I please go back to The Sims 3? And I can, if I want,
yeah.
But...
just trying to remove
but
all the bugs.
But it's just like, obviously, this is the newest release that has just come out on every... it's coming out to console soon as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't spoken about Sims on consoles, but that's probably a different discussion, because that's...
it's a bit different.
Yeah.
And then Sims Mobile is a thing as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. True. I think that's developed by Fire Monkeys, yeah.
Yeah, the thing between, like, Sims 3 and Sims 4, like, the base game's obviously varied. And also the expansions?
Yep.
Because I can understand if you're trying to minimize expectations for everyone and then allow people to then, if they can... dive in with expansions and ruin their computer or just have a good computer. But for them to then come out with identical expansions to the last generation of the game and have them still not having things like, you know, multiple islands, like, they're not even hiding the fact that they're making a Sims 1 again.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I'm hoping...
let's go with the conspiracy theory. Let's
dive
go.
In with the conspiracy
cool.
theory now.
Here we go. Good segue.
I'm hoping that this was all a lead-up so that you had Sims 1 to 2, that massive, like, increase in, you know, capacity.
Mm.
Sims 2 to Sims 3, that massive increase in capacity. Bit of a regression to Sims 4. And I just pray...
that Sims
I
5
pray
comes
to
out
some
and it blows
digital,
your
yeah,
mind.
I am praying to some development god that Sims 5 is the Sims 2 of the Sims worlds.
Oh my goodness. Sims 5 has to be the best game I have ever played now. Like, that's
because
the thing. I looked
it
at it as
sense,
well.
It makes sense, though.
I looked at it as well, like, with... all, I don't want to spend money on expansion packs for Sims 4. I
especially
don't
when they're
to.
Not expansions. Mm. They're just glorified stuff packs.
They are.
Yeah, and it, like, just to clarify as well, this Sims... like, Sims 4 is a fully priced game, so you're looking at maybe 60 or 70.
Mm-hmm.
Island Living by itself is $50.
Yeah.
I saw that receipt,
what?
And I was like,
sorry,
that's
what?
Not right. Yeah, $49.95, and I'm like, hang on.
For an okay.
For an expansion pack.
That isn't even expanding.
It hasn't got very much. Stuff. There's no new gameplay involved. It's just a new place to play the game.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a new world.
Mm. Yeah.
But, like, within Sims 4, you had actually more worlds that you could kind of pick from in the base game anyway.
Yeah.
But not many. But more than Sims
but
3,
smaller
you really
worlds.
Only had the one. Yeah. And
very
tiny,
small worlds.
And you don't get to explore them.
No.
Like, I haven't bothered exploring much of the worlds because I can't just zoom out and look in. I have to travel there with a Sim.
Right.
Yeah.
How much
is
all of the, like, how much is all of the Sims 3 with all the expansions and everything that's released from
now or when it was current? Now,
pretty cheap. You'd be able to get it pretty cheap because all of them, like, you're looking at Sims 3 base is like 20-ish, I think.
Yeah.
And then from there, like, depending on where you buy it, don't go to G2A.
Yeah.
Like, all of these, like, little expansions. And even then, you probably don't want to download all of them because your PC just falls apart.
Yeah.
So you can only have a maximum of...
I would, especially now
going
because
at a time.
You like look
I
at each other like, oh, how many?
Yeah, I tried to replay The Sims recently and realized
The Sims 3.
Sims 3,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I realized just how bad it gets when there's no support.
Yeah.
Because obviously that's all gone.
Yeah, support's like dead and gone. Like, it is bad now, like buggy and just.
I guess the community isn't there also to support it.
Exactly,
because they've all moved on to Sims 4, and they've got the game changes and all the like community guys doing all of their.
And there are plenty of influencing. People. There are plenty of people who have like Sims 4 is their first Sims game, and so they don't know.
Yeah,
and if they go to Sims, if they go to Sims 3, it is worse because it's just not supported now. So.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they have to work with.
Yeah.
And like, to be fair, it was a step up in a lot of aspects, but then...
graphics.
Yeah, pretty much.
It looks
There's the lots of
graphics. I wanted to be nice there, but yeah.
Style
it looks
functionality.
Pretty. Yeah.
It's
and they changed all the settings. Like, the Yeah.
Oh my goodness. It took me so long to figure out those camera controls. I was so mad. And honestly, the option is just Sims 3 camera controls.
Yeah.
It's just a
because they knew they had it right then.
Sick. Easy.
But they're like, let's make it new and improved, except it's new and bad.
I'm going to change it to be bad and then give you the option to do the good one because we know you're going to hate this.
But even then, for some reason, I feel like the camera controls are actually different. Like, even though they said it's Sims 3 controls, not the same. It's not as easy as it was. In Sims 3, I was so, like, refined in using my camera. I look like a toddler now.
Sidebar. Just, like, every Sims review, like, sounds like coming down from, like, a seven-day meth binge. Like, I just love...
Oh, my God.
Like, we have, like, game reviews, and we're like, this and this and this and this. Like, the mobile game reviews that we did on the other show this week.
Yep.
Pretty straightforward. Game was straightforward. But then Sims is like, this insane mess. Like, how do we cover all of this?
It's a sandbox.
Exactly.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
It's got a lot to cover, and I don't know.
But I really do hope that Sims 4 was EA being like, let's recreate Sims 1 if we could do it now. Because they took away all the things that were given in Sims 2 and 3.
So it was a reboot.
Yeah, I feel like it was a reboot.
It was
feel
a
like,
demake.
And yeah, a and demake? Also, the God, Sims 4 world, if you're into the lore, which is loosely based in reality for the game, it's actually based in a parallel universe. So I think my conspiracy really has some, like, basis here. Because if we're in a parallel universe, and they've taken away everything that was given in Sims 2 and 3, and then they're giving us expansions that have been done before in Sims 3, but not doing them as well, I feel like they're just starting again. They're like, this is Sims 1 for 2000 and when was it, 15?
It was a new
13?
Generation of gamers. Okay.
When?
Well, look, I'm going to have to cut you off there because we're running out of time and your conspiracy theory can't get too much more off the rails. So
I like it, though.
Bring it back.
Thank you.
But overall thoughts, Island Living, it doesn't have as much as you wish there was and it still feels kind of janky and it's like, it's just not.
It's definitely more of a stuff pack.
Yeah.
And when your Sims aren't doing something like working or going to school, you know, you could maybe take them to one of the two beaches that are in the world.
This
but
is $50, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, $50.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
It sounds like it's a letdown only because they did it so well the last time.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
I think so. I think if this had been my first experience with Sims, I think I would have been pretty impressed. But given that I've had Island Paradise... Island Living wasn't the same,
The comparison is there.
Rough.
We're back.
That
conspiracy theory.
Back to the conspiracy theory.
Temple has
Yep.
We are hurtling so quickly towards the end of the episode. My God. Thank you so much for that review, Rani.
No worries.
We'll get you back in soon. Maybe not next week, but maybe soon.
Yeah.
Talk more about
it. I would love it.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, with all your music writing, it's like, what? Music writing and uni, it's like video games.
I love it.
Variety is a spice of life.
Yep.
If you can't live in Tokyo, there's no spice. look, it's so... I want to go back to Tokyo, dude.
I know.
I want to go back to Tokyo so bad.
Yeah. You can see the stars in
anyway,
his eyes.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm back. Next week, I have no idea what we're going to talk about. Probably VR stuff, because, gosh,
stuff.
You didn't get to talk about that
I
this
have
episode.
I have
because we just ranted a lot.
I'm fine with that.
You can rant next week about VR.
I can play more VR stuff, buy more games, because there's Steam sales on at the moment, and I've spent so much money on
games. Nice. That's probably going to come up next week. In the meantime, check us out on social media. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @ZEDGamesAU, as I see Kate stare down the barrel. Like, just like,
needs
like,
to be done.
Keep saying it.
plug.
We love and appreciate you a bunch. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
See you later.